Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Deep on the Road Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, this is episode 196 of the Por Favor, Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I am Mike, down in sunny Southwest Florida. Mr. Klinsman is off this week. He's actually been working, doing inventory, counting up tractors, mulch, and lawnmowers all week. So he will not be joining us. I want to do a little food review. We're going to review Satouli Canteen over at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Over at Pandora, World of Avatar, the new land that they just opened a few months ago. Kristen and I went up to property. We had watched a movie the day before, and then we drove up to property. We really wanted to check out the new land. We were unfortunately unable to get the Avatar Flight of Passage Fast Pass, and the wait line for that was almost 3 hours, so obviously we passed on that. But we did do the Navi River Journey. I like that. Definitely not worth waiting any more than an hour. But yeah, we did like the land, but we really wanted to check out the new restaurant because we had been hearing some great things about it. It's a quick service, and they've got really nice options. I'll go over the menu real quickly, but they've got a slow-roasted sliced grilled beef bowl. That's a $12.99. Slow-roasted sliced grilled beef marinated in a blend of garlic, herbs, red pepper, spice, and red wine vinegar, topped with crunchy vegetable slaw and boba balls, served with your choice of base and sauce. They also have that for the sustainable fish, which is also coming in at $12.99. And then they have a chicken bowl, same thing. What I do like, though, is that you're able to pick your own base and sauce, which is a nice option because you can really, really mix it up and get some different choices for your entrees when you visit this and have lunch. Kristen and I, we went with the cheeseburger steamed pods. Steamed cheeseburger pod stuff with ground beef, ketchup, mustard, pickle, and cheddar cheese, served with crunchy vegetable slaw and vegetable chips. And the vegetable chips were absolutely fantastic. You wouldn't think something that sounds healthy would actually be good, but it was really good, as you're going to find out in the review. They also have a Satouli sampler platter. That's at $74.99, and that's only available from 5 o'clock until close, and I guess it serves at least a family. I think it serves like five, maybe six people. I may be incorrect, but it does serve quite a bit. They also have a kids menu. They have the slow-roasted sliced grilled beef bowl. They have a tofu bowl. I don't know many kids who are going to want tofu. They have a sustainable fish bowl. And they have a hot dog, which all kids want. But what was really interesting was their desserts. Their signature is a blueberry cream cheese mousse. And that's at $5.29. Kristen and I split that. It's a blueberry cream cheese mousse with passion fruit curd. And that was excellent. And their chocolate cake, we looked at it and it really looked good. And that's just a chocolate cake with crunchy cookie layer and banana cream topping. Susie's not a banana fan, but I am. So the next time in there, we'll try that, or I'll try that. They have some cool drinks. They have Pandora Sunrise. It's a refreshing balance of tropical juices blended with Powerade melon. And then they had like this blue drink that Kristen's going to talk about. She said it was really good. I tried. It was a little too sweet for me, but she really liked it. And they actually do have quite extensive menu for alcohol. They have Bud Light. They have some other beers. They have some funky drinks. So it's a pretty cool menu. I think it's one of the best quick serves that we've tried. I've been there twice now, but this is the first review that we've done, so sit back and enjoy our review of Satouli Canteen.
All right, Billy, we're live outside the Satouli Canteen. Go grab a quick bite. Check this place out.
Hey,
plenty of seating out here, which is always good. Oh, the flavor smells really good in here. Smells really good in here. Outside cooking. I think me and Susie are going to split something because we do have a dining reservation at Gico in about 2 hours. Putting pictures of the film here while you stand in line. What?
They made it a little more interesting to wait in line.
It's not your typical boring line. What do you think you want to try?
You want to try those steam things?
You want to try the steam ones? All right. We're going to go with the steamed dirtas. You want to get some foofy drink, too?
Yeah.
What are you going to get, 2 non-alcoholic drinks?
Yeah.
All right. You order the two separate ones. I'll try one. We can split them. How many do they have?
The non-alcoholic thing is that Pandora and Sunrise.
And then I think there's a blue one too.
That's sangria. I think that has alcohol
okay.
in it.
All right, so just get one of those. Get one of those and a Coke.
Okay.
Okay? Sure.
You're welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Sure.
We having a good day so far?
We just got here.
Oh, well, welcome. Where are we traveling from today?
South of Tampa.
Long way away. 4.4 light years. Dang. What a big journey.
Yeah. We're exhausted. Hungry.
Sure. You came to the right place. This is our first time visiting Satuli as well. What's it make on your new favorite place to eat?
Is that good?
So good.
Really?
My recommendations, I definitely recommend going for a bowl.
Oh.
My favorite is going to be the chicken with the whole grain and rice and the creamy herb dressing. My wife's favorite, she lives by it, is the beef with the red and sweet potato hash and the charred onion chimichurri. Also really, really good as well.
Well, here's the issue. We have reservations at Gico in a couple hours, so we're going to split.
That's perfectly
the
fine as well.
Cheeseburger pies.
Sounds like a plan. Go for something different.
Yeah.
Can't get that really anywhere else.
You want to split a dessert, too? You want to get that blue dessert?
Sure.
I recommend it.
Good.
Really good.
And then we're going to do a Pandora and Sunrise and a Coke, please.
Pandora and Sunrise and a Coke. All right, it's going to be $25.62. I'll take that for you, sir.
Now I want to try the bowl, so we're going to have to come back.
Yeah, well, you
I
will.
I recommend it.
Not a problem.
Well, if you get hungry later on, we are open until 11:30.
Oh, all right. So we can come back
so
for a
much.
Snack. That sounds like a plan.
Back. Enjoy the rest of it.
So it looks like the inside of the ship.
Yeah. Because that's what they said for the theming.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't want to just rip it out of his hand.
You could have done that. That's fine with me. Take the bag and I'll take care of the food.
That food already gets away, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice. And what is that? Doesn't that banana, though, too?
No, it's like passion
You know what? I might actually just make a... I might just make a nice coffee.
Oh, really?
Want to sit inside or outside? Okay. There's plenty of room here. Right here? It's right here, okay? So, what did we go with here, Susie? Went with the, I'll go. We went with the cheeseburger pods. We're going to split something. Got side chips, side veg crunch. We got the mousse blueberry, the blueberry mousse, and a Pandarin Sunrise, which is a drink. It's a non-alcoholic cocktail. The burgers came in at $10.99. Typical Coke came in at $3.29, the Sunrise $4.49, and the Blueberry Mousse, which we're going to split, came in at $5.29. Presentation's very nice for a quick serve, would you say?
Yes. Real plates and utensils.
Now I'm going to try one of these. What are these things called? These little dots. It almost tastes like a grape.
Does it?
Yeah.
different. All right, I'm gonna cut the durder in half and bite into it. I can taste this ketchup and mustard, though.
Not bad.
Have you tried it yet? What do you think?
It's good.
What is it?
I'm not sure.
Definitely taste the pineapple. I know what it's called. It's called a...
Right. Panduran
Sunrise, but... Looking for the description here. These sweet potato, they actually got a kick to it. Have you noticed it?
Good. It's Powerade melon and tropical juices. Try the sangria at some point.
You could try it tonight before we leave if you want to sleep on the ride home. I like these homemade chips. Was good. Fresh.
One of these little clear things.
One of these little clear things? So they have regular chips, sweet potato chips, and then these
blue chips. I don't know if they're regular. That might be like turnip or something, because it doesn't taste like potato.
The purple chips are good.
Mm-hmm. Like a blue corn, maybe?
Really good. White ones? Mm-hmm. Now, what would you say, how is this themed?
The interior, where you actually order and pick up the food, is themed like the ship, the movie. Dining area sort of continues the shape of the ship, but then it has some of the native like trees, that sort of thing. It's nice. What do you think?
I think it's cool in here. Yeah, it does.
I think if those pods had been a little warmer, they would have been really good.
If the pods were? That's why I'm not really going to review it, because I like to give it time. It's only been open for a month and a half, so you got to let it get through its kinks. But I was pleasantly surprised. I thought it was pretty tasty, didn't you?
I did. You know Mikey's intrigued when he orders dessert.
You're just staring at it. You just picked up your drink and just...
Because it's so cool looking.
It is pretty neat looking.
It looks like it's made of plastic.
And as you can hear, they have real plates here. Not your typical paper plate quick serve. About ready to slap that weasel who walked by.
Why?
I don't like weasels.
more of this or are you all set?
I'm good. It's an all you care to enjoy with the beverages, Jürgen. It doesn't have an RFID chip at the bottom, so you can help yourself. I actually made myself a nice iced coffee. I loaded it up with ice. We just discussed that on a previous podcast, but it's not too watery. I made a nice iced coffee. Something
the
different.
Powerade and like the fruit juice.
Is that what it is, Powerade?
Uh-huh, it's in here. And the stuff you're gonna get out of there. I don't like regular Powerade, but I like it with the juices added to it.
Ready to break into this?
Are you? I got a separate fork for it.
Oh, you did get a separate fork. All right. All right, once again, what do we have here?
This is the blueberry mousse cheesecake. Outside is like a bright blue plasticky looking shell, but the inside is this nice purpley color.
Try this concoction. That is pretty good. And then we got some yellow on the top. What is this?
I think it's passion fruit.
Chocolate at the bottom.
That's hard. There's a piece of white chocolate.
Like a raspberry garnishment.
Can't remember what it is. Thank you. they have mobile order in this.
Yes. I did see that. Yeah, you can. That's interesting. They have mobile ordering where you can order on your My Disney Experience app and then come and pick it up.
That's brilliant.
You're gonna eat that white thing?
You want me to?
Yeah, you might as well try.
Take that out of your way? That would be great, thank you. Take care of your feet. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's that white thing all about? That was good.
It's very good.
So you would come back?
Yes, I would come back.
Would you get that pot dirter again?
I would try it again.
But now you want to get a bowl. You want to get a bowl.
Yep.
And the dessert was good?
Yeah, dessert was excellent.
All right, we're going to be signing off, Bill. This was just a quick soft review. Just wanted to give you our quick thoughts. We'll probably come back and review it at a later date. But for Susie, I'm Mike, signing off. Por favor, manténgase, Alejandro de las Podcasts. See you guys.
All right, we're back. You just listened to a review of Satouli Canteen at Disney's Animal Kingdom. New restaurant, very, very unique options, which you just heard. Both of us really did like it. Again, I said that we went a few weeks ago. We met the Klinsman family, and we tried some different options, and they were all good. So I highly suggest that you check this out. It's not your typical burger and ribs joint that they have at Disney's Animal Kingdom. So yeah, we did like it. We're going to try it again. We'll probably review it again because it was kind of at its infancy when we tried it. Service, I mean, can't really get bad service at a quick service. But what I did like is that everything's freshly prepared. You can see them grilling the chicken and the beef, and everything's just fresh and pretty much made to order. It's not your typical hamburger sitting under a lamp at Disney at one of the All-Stars. So yeah, we did enjoy it. You guys check it out. Let us know what you think. Hit us up on social media. Por Favor Podcast on Facebook and Twitter. Email the show, info@PorFavorPodcast. You can email me, Mike@PorFavorPodcast. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. Search for us at Por Favor Podcast. Check out our iTunes channel. We're constantly putting up some new content on that. www.youtube.com. Search for Por Favor Podcast. That's all I've got this week. Mr. Klinsman will be back next week after working a 80-hour week, 80 or 90 hours. He'll be back next week for another exciting episode of the Por Favor Podcast. So, guys, thanks for listening to the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. For Mr. Klinsman, who didn't join us up in Westerly, Rhode Island, I am Dr. Hurley down in sunny Southwest Florida, and we'll talk to you next week. We'll be right back.